Enjoying the view. It's something you could get used to, isn't it? Looking out over the woods, you can see everything from up here. You see the smoke plume off to the left? Yeah, that one. That's the old hag's place. If you get too close, she'll try to lure you in her cabin and make some kind of a deal with you. Many alike can find themselves at her stoop, begging for her to help them be freed of this curse. Those are often the Lycans without a pack, though. I feel bad for them, they're all alone. Do you have one of those? A pack, yeah. Are you alone out there? A lone wolf, I see. Poor little wolf. Must be awfully lonely, isn't it? I mean, no offense by it. You misunderstand. What I'm saying is that wolves are social creatures, yes? So, it must be awful lonely living such a solitary lifestyle. You've only recently been turned, correct? So you're still adjusting, learning how to work your new werewolf form, how to shift, all that stuff that is essential to being a werewolf. But you don't have a guide or a friend that you can lean on. No one to teach you or support you. It must be awfully hard, isn't it? My heart is just breaking for you, sweetheart. Being alone isn't good for anyone, but especially not a wolf. I remember when I was a recently turned vampire, how scary the world felt. Everything was new and different. My senses were heightened, my needs shifted. Even my wants changed. I had to abandon my entire old life. And I had someone to help me. I can only imagine what you're going through. I was lucky enough to have the vampire that turned me to guide me for a while. But it seems that Lycans aren't as lucky. Most often, the person who was changed was attacked and has to find a pack on their own. Have you had any luck with finding others? Well, there must be other werewolves in our area. You were bitten around here, weren't you? I thought so. Was it in the forest we happened to be looking over? I imagined it was. There's not too many forests where werewolves live these days. It's where folks like us can get away from the prying eyes of the day-to-day lives of humans. Humans tend to be so nosy. That's why I gave up on dating them. Whenever I would go on a date with one, it was always the same questions. Why aren't you eating? Why do you keep staring at my neck? Why can't we meet during the daytime? It seems like you only want to meet up at night. Blah. I got tired of it and I moved out here. Built myself this little place with a gorgeous balcony overlooking everything, which we're currently standing on. I don't mean to brag. I like being able to see this far out. Gives me a good warning if there's visitors searching for me. That's actually how I spotted you. You kept walking along the path. Missed the left at the lake that has the nymphs. Skipped out on the dryad orgy, and you didn't even get distracted when the orc tribe was passing through. I assumed you were trying to find your pack, but when it became clear that you were just lost, well, that's when I came to help you. He started wandering around those couple of trees for hours on end. He just looked so clueless down there. I had to offer some help. Aren't you glad you accepted? I couldn't leave a lost pup like you down there when it was getting so dark. And now that I know you don't have a pack, I'm ecstatic to have you here. Being alone, it's not good for anyone. Not a werewolf, not a vampire. No one thrives when they're alone. So hearing you say that you are alone, Lycan, it actually put a thought in my head. You see, I've been thinking about taking someone in. There's been this sinking feeling I felt lately. I don't know how to describe it. Like, I would be happier if I had someone or something to take care of in my life. Not a human, though. A human would never understand the intricacies that come with being supernatural. Humans are too curious for their own good. They don't understand why things are the way they are. But other supernatural creatures like you and me, we don't judge each other. We do what we have to do to survive. Sometimes that gets a little messy, but I'm sure a Lycan like yourself would understand some of the more distasteful things I do as a vampire. A lone wolf is in way more danger than a wolf with a pack, correct? Then you're quite lucky that I rescued you down below from being lost. You would have been easy prey for God knows what. You'll be safe for the night with me. I don't make a habit out of tasting the blood of my guests. Though, that can be arranged if you ask nicely enough, sweetheart. Now, I have a proposal for you. Something I think would benefit both of us. One of those, what's it called? Symbiotic relationships. I help you out and you help me out. The werewolves in this area tend to be quite cliquey. The ones I've personally met aren't too fond of outsiders. The main one, their alpha is overprotective of those beneath her and don't even try to get near her omega. That's how you lose a limb. It would be easier if you just found a home with someone who actually wants you around, wouldn't it? Exactly. So I'm going to be quite generous and extend an invitation for you to stay at my house. I won't ask for anything except your companionship in return. Think of it as keeping an older woman company for a little bit. You won't be forced to stay inside if that's what you're worried about. You would be free to go about your business and live your day-to-day life. All I would ask of you is that instead of going home and being alone at the end of the day, you come back here. You spend your time with me, keeping me company, offering me a sip from your blood every now and then. Nothing too crazy, right? And think about how much nicer it will be to sleep with someone else in the house. You won't be alone Lycan anymore. You'll have started your own pact in a weird way. Sure, it'll be with a vampire, but who says you can't have a vampire-werewolf pack? I would have no issues taking in whoever you turn as long as you discussed it with me first. I wouldn't want to trap you here. nor would I want you to be a prisoner. You just get to live here rent-free. All you have to do is agree to be my companion, sweetheart. So what do you say? Would you like to move in with a vampire? Then I should welcome you properly to my household. That's good, sweetheart. Just follow my lead. My hands feel nice, don't they? Grabbing your ass and squeezing it tightly. What an adorable noise you made there. Maybe I should do that again. Do you like the feeling of my fangs grazing your lips, sweetheart? So sharp, my fangs could draw blood. Wouldn't even be difficult with this plump lip of yours. So eager for attention. Oh, yes. That's perfect for me. I love the enthusiasm, sweetheart. It makes me pleased to see you like this. Oh. Oh, that's it, little wolf. Take off those clothes. You don't need them when you're with me. I would only end up ripping it off your body with these black nails of mine. You would much rather feel them gripping your hips and pulling you in for another kiss. Oh, that's it. Responding so well to me already. I wonder if a pup like you is going to need some vampiric training. Fuck. Your neck is delicious, sweetheart. Oh. My fangs graze the fragile skin. Can feel the sharp points against you. It's turning you on, isn't it? I know it is, little wolf. You're naked in front of me. I can see the proof for myself. Though I wasn't expecting you to be an alpha, your cock definitely is growing with excitement, though. Do you have a knot too? How wonderful for me. This is exactly what I meant when I said I wanted a little companionship, sweetheart. You're being absolutely perfect for me. Fuck. Don't worry. I'm joining you in being naked, little wolf. You can feel me now without anything in the way. The dress I was wearing joining your clothes on the floor. Doesn't the cool air feel so nice against the bare skin? Mm. Why don't you lay down for me, sweetheart? You look hot like this, naked and spread out beneath me, your cock straining upwards. You've got that feral glint in your eye. Grunting a bit under my weight as I take a seat on top of you, lining my hips up over yours, straddling right on top of you. You feel good like this, don't you? My pussy hovering just above your aching cock. Some of my slick dripping down onto you and your thighs. Do you see how wet I am for you, little wolf? I don't think you understand. Here, let me get some for you. I'll get a little bit of my wetness on my own fingers. I want you to have a little taste. You're practically drooling at the sight of my wet cunt. It's only fair that you should get to taste it, right? Open your mouth. Good job. Now close. Just like that. Good. Now lick your tongue around. Making sure you look up every drop of me, sweetheart. You don't want any of my slick going to waste, do you? No, we don't. That's not how you get to knot my pussy. Do you know how to get that, sweetheart? Do you know how you get to knot my pussy like you so desperately want? Like this. Oh, fuck. That feels good. Oh. That's nice, sweetheart. Your cock feels really good. Fills me just how I like. Oh, yeah. Go ahead and grab my ass, little wolf. You look like there is so much you want to touch, but don't know where to first. My tits are bouncing as I take you in and out of my tight pussy, clenching around you as I continue to work the both of us. Oh, yes. Why don't you reach your hand between my legs, sweetheart? Play with my clit for me. Wanna get that knot from you, sweetheart? Wanna feel an alpha's knot? Oh, I've never had the privilege of having a werewolf before. You're my first, sweetheart. And I must say, you feel really good. Really, really good. That's it. That's right. Go ahead and squeeze my ass like that. One hand of yours on me, the other stroking my clit. Oh, you're making me feel good. I don't know if it's your soft finger or maybe your amazing cock, but it all feels so good. I guess it doesn't matter. You're too hypnotized watching my breasts move to even care, moaning as I continue to bounce on your cock. Oh, my pussy feels amazing, doesn't it? Wrapped so tightly around your cock, practically sucking you in. You never want to leave, do you? Of course you don't, pup. rocking into me, thrusting up to try to reach deeper inside as your hands stroke my clit. Oh, that's it. Just like that. Keep touching me, sweetheart. You're doing such a good job as an alpha, letting me bounce on your cock like the adorable pup you are. Yes. It feels so good, doesn't it? Laying back and taking what I give you. That's all a little wolf like you can handle. Holding back cries of pleasure as my pussy works you. Swallowing your cock over and over again. Glinching around you. Trying to keep you as long as I can inside me. Moving my hips all the way to the tip of the cock. Only to slam all the way back down. No. My hips slamming again. Against you. You can't hold back those noises, can you? You have to let the noises out before they choke you, don't you? My gun feels so good wrapped around you. Yes, you can't help the noise you make. Oh, fuck. Taking everything I give you so well. What a good pup you're being. I didn't think that a werewolf would be so pliant, but here you are. Look so cute underneath me, looking up at me like I'm your entire world simply because I'm riding you. Oh, I didn't think it would be this fun fucking an alpha. I assumed it would be like fucking anyone else with a cock, but it seems I was wrong. It makes you so much more sensitive, doesn't it? Oh, that's good. You feel amazing. Fucking me so well. Keep it up. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Playing with my clit just how I asked, rubbing nice circles against it. You can feel my pussy clenching around you, can't you? Oh, joking your cock so tightly. My wetness has started to drip down, coating the both of us, making such a mess. Oh, fuck, you feel so fucking good, little wolf. Doing such a good job of making me feel good. Keep it up. You want to know what a vampire feels like when she comes, don't you? Want to feel my tight cunt working your knot, milking you for all it's worth? I know that's what you want, to slam your knot into me and lock us together, pumping your seed deep inside me. Oh, it's okay, sweetheart. It's okay to admit what you want. I'll let you come inside. You're behaving like a good pup. You're taking everything I give you so well. It's what you deserve. As I continue to bounce on your cock, my breast jiggling as your hand leaves my ass to switch to my hips, helping me move up and down the shaft, taking it nice and deep inside me. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, just like that. You feel so good inside me, Alpha. Keep it up. You want to make me happy, don't you? You want to please me and come inside? That's what it means to be my companion. You're up to the task, aren't you? Oh, I know you are, little wolf. That's why I asked you. Couldn't imagine any other lichen's cock would feel this good. You're absolutely amazing. Oh, keep it up. Make me come. I know you can do it, Matt. You want to give me or not, don't you? Want to fuck me full, huh? Well, then keep going, meeting my thrusts every time I rise off your cock and slam back down on it. Your fingers continue to stroke my clit as I feel your knot expand. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Starting to stretch my pussy. I wasn't expecting that. It feels good, though. Oh, it's very much appreciated. Fuck. That's it, little wolf. Keep going. You can take it. I know you can. You've done so well so far. You're not going to mess up right now, are you? Not when I'm so close to coming with you. Oh, yeah. I know I feel good, but you can hold out just a bit longer. You wouldn't want to come too soon. Your knot is only just starting to form, sweetheart. Wouldn't it feel nicer if you popped your knot right at the same time I came? Wouldn't that feel amazing? My pussy milking your knot as you come inside me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, focus on that. Think about how good that will feel, Puff. That's what we both want. No, right like that. That's good. Oh, make me come, Alpha. I know you can do it. Going to fill me up and give me your knot, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah, I know you are, little wolf. Oh, yeah. Doing so well for me. Making me feel amazing. Oh, it's getting harder to think, harder to speak. All I want to do is feel you come inside me. I want to know what it's like to have a knot stretching my pussy out. Come on, give it to me already. I need it, sweetheart. Need your cock, need your gum. Need you, Papa. Oh, fuck, so fucking close. Don't know if I'm going to be able to last much longer. You feel too fucking good, little wolf. Hand gripping my hip tightly. Your fingers never stopping. Oh, continuing to work my clit in some mind-numbing pleasure. Oh, fuck. I think... Oh, I want it, sweetheart. Not me. Be a good pup for your vampire and not my guns. I know you can do it, little wolf. Oh, fuck. Come on, give me what I want. Fill me up. Oh, not me, Alpha. No, oh, fuck. You're amazing. Oh, you took it so well. Even nodded me like I asked. Such a good alpha for me, yes. Do you know how long we're going to be tied like this? That long, huh? Seems like we're going to be out here for a while, then. Next time I ask for your knot, make sure we do it somewhere more comfortable. I can't imagine the tiles feel nice against your back. I might be a vampire, but I'm not cruel. Do your knots typically last a long time? Then we're definitely going to need somewhere soft the next time we do this. Now that I've had a knot, I don't think I'll want anything else. It just feels too good. You feel too good. Mm.